Thank you, Ian. Back to the last batch of news on part one. A mention of sports here. Football is in the news with the commencement of the Women's European Championships. Norwich can boast one of its players amongst the England team. Then last week's edition of Chatterbox carried a list of pre-season fixtures for the football club, and we have a brief report of their match against local team Dereham. At the same time, the football club unveils its new city kit. It seems to happen every year. An innovation, however, for the club, as a deal is done to provide light shows at Carrow Road. Norfolk-born footballer Lauren Hemp can't wait to get started as England women kick off at the European Championships at Old Trafford against Austria. It's been a rapid rise for the 21-year-old, who played for Norwich City as a youth player before leaving in 2016 after 8 years with the Canaries. After finishing school, she joined Bristol City, spending 2 years in the southwest before moving to Manchester City. Hemp has already made 23 international appearances, won 3 women's Super League titles, claimed 2 FA Cups, and been PFA Young Player of the Year 4 seasons in a row. After facing Austria, the North Walsham-born forward will travel with her teammates to take on Norway at the American Express Community Stadium before they round off their group stage with a trip to Southampton to meet Northern Ireland. Speaking to England's official Lionesses live show, Hemp said, "I can't wait. Playing at any major stadium fills me with joy, and I've got so many members of my family coming as well. I can't wait to walk out and absorb the crowd, and hopefully it's going to be fantastic because of all the group games are sold out."
Norwich City began their pre-season campaign with a comfortable 4-0 victory over Dereham Town at Aldous Park. Dean Smith fielded 2 separate sides in either half as Norwich sought to build up their fitness ahead of the start of the Championship campaign against Cardiff at the end of the month. In front of a packed crowd, Jordan Hugill's first half brace put the Canaries into a healthy lead at the interval. A host of changes ensued as Smith sought to get minutes into leg, with both City sides containing a mixture of youth and experience. Striker Tom Dixon-Peters added a third shortly after the break, latching on to a cute pass by Flynn Clark before dispatching confidently into the net. Kieran Dowell added a fourth from the spot lane on after Jonathan Rowe was bundled over by Magpies keeper Ross Billam. Norwich travelled to Germany for a week-long training camp in Bavaria that will include a game against Bundesliga 2 outfit Jahn Regensburg.
Norwich City have unveiled their new home strip for the 2022-23 season with a nod to their kits in the 1980s. City will wear the shirt for the first time in their opening pre-season friendly away to Dereham Town at Aldous Park. The shirt aims to put a modern twist on previous designs and is designed to be a modern classic. Norwich wore pinstripes for 3 seasons between 1981 and 1984. Produced by Joma, the shirt has a sublimated pinstripe design with yellow and green V-neck collar and sleeve trim detailing. It also contains the updated club crest for the first time. The club have also announced that the shirt will be made from 100% recycled polyester as they continue their push for sustainability. Commercial director Sam Jeffrey believes the kit has a bespoke design which will excite supporters ahead of the new season. Fans at the Norfolk show were among the county's first to get their hands on Norwich City's new shirt. Stephen Ramsdale from Norwich liked the design of the new kit. "It was completely different to what I was expecting. I thought they would just do the solid yellow again. I did not expect to have these stripes," he said. "It's the nicest kit we've had in a long time. I really like that Lotus is written out and not a symbol. I normally buy them on launch day, so I'm really pleased with the kit this year."
Norwich City have signed a partnership deal with an Italian floodlight company, which will allow the club to stage pre-match light shows before night games. The firm, AEC Illuminazion, is installing new technology in the ground to be ready by the start of the new season, which will allow the displays to take place. The company, which is based in Arezzo in eastern Tuscany in Italy and currently has a partnership with Surrey B Club Venezia FC, is new to the UK market. As part of the agreement with the AEC crest, will be present on the back of the men's first team shirts and replica shirts during the 2022-23 season. Director Sam Jeffrey thanked company shareholders Lorenzo Cini and the Cini family for their support. He added, "We can't wait for the fans to see the new floodlights in operation at Carrow Road and look forward to AEC joining us on some amazing evenings through the season ahead." AEC Managing Director Alessandro Cini said, "We are proud to light up the Carrow Road Stadium with our Italian floodlights. We look forward to giving a new extraordinary light experience to the fans and players." Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Paul and Sam will follow on now with part two with more news, a second feature, an information desk. So Matthew and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.